NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas.
The FBI is reporting an increase in violent crime for the first time in 4 years. Brian Shook explains.
The Bureau announced its 2020 crime statistics on Monday, which shows a more than 5% increase compared to the year before. Murders and non-negligent manslaughter crimes also saw a dramatic increase of nearly 30%. On a positive note, the FBI report shows a decrease in robbery and rape offenses. Property crimes also fell for the 18th consecutive year. The agency explained property crime victims lost $17.5 billion last year. I'm Brian Shook.
North Korea is launching more projectiles into the waters off the Korean Peninsula. Officials in South Korea believe it was a short-range missile, and the country is investigating it along with the U.S. Facebook is putting a hold on its plans to roll out a new version of Instagram for kids. Rory O'Neill reports.
The decision to postpone the rollout of the social media site for kids under 13 comes after the Wall Street Journal reported that Facebook knew its Instagram app is harmful to teenagers, especially young girls. Many teens blamed suicidal thoughts on Instagram. Facebook, the parent company of Instagram, said it still thinks building a version for kids is the right thing to do, but right now they will reevaluate the project and focus on teen safety and expanding parental supervision features. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Johnny Ramone's number one guitar now has a new owner. It sold at auction over the weekend for more than $937,000. It was used at almost 2,000 shows over nearly 20 years. Ramone bought the guitar back in 1977 and sold it to his friend Daniel Ray after the Ramones broke up. You're listening to NBC News Radio.